This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
92.5 WB and a happy Tuesday morning to you on this cold one. Gloves, scarves, hats, your biggest jacket. You're going to be using it today. Hope, though, was not wearing that on her cruise. Nice and sunny, jumping on different islands, doing cool excursions.
Yes, went to hang out with some animals. Got to hold a sloth. That was my favorite animal of the day. It was nice and slow. Didn't really move a lot.
Oh, yeah, but they got that, like, sharp
claw, right?
Claws, right?
It didn't hurt. It like rested on my shoulders.
Okay.
They had sloth wranglers, they were called, that like picked up the sloth and moved it from person to person.
And Hope's like, listen, while the claw's back there, can you scratch a little left shoulder inside? I can't thank you, sloth.
Next was parrots. My mom had this giant red parrot on her head.
Oh.
Man, parrots sometimes, mm-hmm. They got the claws too. I don't want that on my head.
What are you doing? Going to visit all these clawed animals.
I didn't pick the excursion. I just went along. It was all my mom's friends on this trip.
Oh.
So I was just kind of there for the ride. The final animal we go in to see, we go into this big cage with a bunch of monkeys.
Oh, boy. Monkey, a barrel of monkeys. Had to be fun, right?
They are jumping from all over the place. They're coming at you from behind. They're coming at you from above. They're coming straight at your face. And all these people are giggling and laughing. And I'm like, I want to get out of here. I'm freaking out. Some people are putting like little sunflower seeds on their shoulders to encourage them to jump on them and stay them. This woman in my group had the sunflower seed eaten and then moles bitten off the side of her neck that the monkey thought was food. She had two mole removals by monkeys.
What?
I knew that medical care was cheaper in, you know, some other countries. I didn't think that she was going to have a mole removal by a monkey.
I am heaving right now. A spider monkey bit the moles off this lady off your cruise.
Two moles. I just look around. I'm having monkeys jump on me, so I'm not really paying attention to everybody else. And all of a sudden, I look over and her neck's bleeding on two spots.
Dang. That is gross and very disturbing. Would she need like shots after that? Like you're on foreign land, right? Like you're on some, what was it, Honduras or something?
Yeah. Even if it was in America, I'm pretty sure if you get a monkey bite, should probably go to the doctor and have that checked out.
You know what's crazy? Oh. I have look at it. I have this skin tag over here on my neck.
Oh, that would have been true. That definitely would have been lunch.
I know. I'm curious how it would have felt.
You would think that they would warn people before the excursion. By the way, if you're moldy, stay out of the spider monkey enclosure.
They warned you to take your earrings out. They warned you to take a necklace off because they like to play with shiny things.
I don't know
if they were aware that maybe this was the first time thing. She didn't alert anybody that it happened.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, seems like something you should tell people.
Was it a spider monkey or a vampire monkey? Think about it. Blood.
All I know is the excursions you stick to when you get off a cruise ship, go parasailing, yeah. go, you know, on a tour of the island. Don't go into some monkey enclosure. That's crazy.